Striking the right balance between welcoming refugees and protecting national security. That's the challenge the U.S. faces right now, according to John McKay, the former U.S. attorney for Western Washington. He teaches law at Seattle University. Yesterday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals refused to reinstate President Trump's travel ban on refugees and people from seven majority Muslim countries. McKay told KUOW's Amy Radel he'd like to see national security strategies focused on names rather than on nations.
I cannot see the rationality behind the president's selection of those seven countries. There are countries that are, in my judgment, probably more dangerous. Pakistan, for example, is not on the list. And so, you know, the question really is what information does the executive branch have on particular classes of person? It's unusual to say persons from any country are, you know, essentially banned as refugees and even other kinds of immigrants to the United States. They're banned. We don't usually do it that way. We typically tend to identify persons or groups, Al-Qaeda, for example, or individuals, Muhammad Atta, people who, you know, are on a watch list that we want to keep out of the country. So to put regional or country bans is itself unusual for us.
Last September, House Republicans released a memo from Immigration and Customs Enforcement that found that the U.S. refugee program is vulnerable to fraud due to loose evidentiary requirements for the people seeking to come to the U.S. And this memo was submitted to the Ninth Circuit by some conservative legal groups supporting the president's actions. What do you make of that finding about the U.S. system being vulnerable?
Well, I read the memorandum that was prepared by the Department of Homeland Security, and it reflects a tension and concern in the government. On the one hand, we want to be a welcoming country to refugees and people who need to, you know, find sanctuary in the United States from very troubled parts of the world. And we've been a very, very welcoming country. But the other side of it, the part that now creates the tension, is that there are many who want to harm Americans, who want to harm the United States and would do great damage here if they could. And so trying to do both of those things was, I think, the purpose of the memorandum, which identified, you know, some shortcomings in the way in which we would normally allow people into the country.
And so what could the U.S. be doing that, in your mind, would actually make the country safer?
So we want to take the steps that are reasonable. We want to make sure that the databases with the names of people who are known to be threats to the United States is very well maintained. A lot of work has been done since 9/11 to make that stronger, and then to make sure that as we process people, we're able to link to those databases. I don't know how practical it is to do biometric testing, you know, to have people in a refugee camp, say, in Greece or Jordan, and have people going through biometric testing before they would have a chance to escape a war zone. To me, doesn't seem entirely practical, but it was worth being raised, and I think the folks at Homeland Security were trying to do their best. You want those people with access to classified data and all of the intelligence contacts around the world, you want them to be heard, and we want there to be appropriate process for people that's a fair process, but there isn't a constitutional right for someone outside the United States who's not a citizen to come to the United States. It is a discretionary process. And what we want is, you know, we want to weigh the policy of welcoming refugees against the fact that we do have people who threaten us and who want to harm us. And the most important thing is to establish identity. And so to the extent we can improve establishment of identity of refugees and people who want to enter the country, those are steps that should be taken. And I frankly applaud the officials at Homeland Security who are working from that standpoint to make sure that we welcome people, but we're careful with who we let in.
That's John McKay, former U.S. attorney for Western Washington. He spoke with KUOW's Amy Radel.